Daily Show, and I'm excited to have a special guest, Eric Gorenson. Eric G., how are you, Eric G.? I know you're excited about our guests, and I am too. And we have him together because his dad talks so nicely about this. So we're going to talk Farhaven, INSP, Martin, and Jesse Cove. Guys, thanks for stopping by. And you know what, Martin? You love working with your son. You talked about that so many times. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it's a guest working with my son and watching him grow as an actor. And it's so much fun, you know. He does so many things better than I did at such an earlier age. It's a pleasure to actually view that, you know.
Go ahead, Eric.
Thanks, Dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is great. Jesse, I got to ask you as well, what's it like working with your father, you know, growing up and going through, you know, the daily grind of life, and then you're on set working together. What's that like?
Well, we have so much fun together. You know, we both, me having grown up watching movies and Westerns and everything, you know, I consider myself a bit of a cinephile, you know, and I thank him for that. And, you know, we really push ourselves really hard when we're able to work with each other. And I think it's important to have that. And the fact that we're, you know, father and son gives a whole nother dynamic. And, you know, I'm really grateful for that. You know, it's a very unique opportunity that people get to work with us. And, it's just been such a privilege. And it's also just fun. It's like summer camp every time we work together. It's just so much fun at the same time.
You know, Martin, you guys grew up watching Westerns together. Tell us some of your favorite Westerns you watched with together.
Well, you know, they asked me that question when I did the cover of Cowboys and Indians. And they said to me, what's your favorite five Westerns? And I said, I could give you five Westerns per decade. I said, you know, there's so many good Westerns. But, you know, in short, I mean, if I thought about what was exciting in the 40s, there was, you know, My Darling Clementine. You had Jesse James. In the 50s, you had Gunfight at the OK Corral with Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster. You know, you had The Searchers in 56. You had, actually in the 40s, you had Red River, which was my favorite John Wayne movie, you know. And as time progressed, the movies became interesting. Like, you know, in the 60s, The Magnificent Seven was the best. And you had a lot of really good movies, and then you know things came up like Dances with Wolves and The Unforgiven. And my favorite Western of all time, though, is The Wild Bunch, circa 1969. And that, and probably Tombstone, 3:10 to Yuma. There's so many, you know, and it's a great genre, and thank God it's having its resurgence, you know.
Go ahead, Eric.
That is cool. What's it like having your movie now coming out on INSP? Because you're on there with legends now with your new film.
Oh, well.
Is that to Jesse? Go ahead, Jesse. You answer that.
Go ahead, Jesse. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm really lucky. I mean, you know, Bruce Boxleitner, who's in that movie, he's a good friend of ours. He's like my uncle. Working with A. Martinez was amazing. Amanda Ruggedi was great. Bailey Chase was awesome. You know, I'm very humble and lucky to be able to work with such talents like that. And of course my dad, you know, it's really just, it's a wonderful thing. We have so much fun, and, you know, being able to share it all, you know, with my dad is really, really fun, and, you know, it lasts forever. So I'm just incredibly fortunate.
So Martin, let's kind of jump into your character and then Jesse's character in Farhaven.
Tell them about Ambrose Massey.
Yeah.
Ambrose Massey is my character. And, he's a character. I don't want to give away too much because it's really, you don't really know who's behind what in the show. But, you know, the great thing is, you know, you have a land baron and he wants to own everything. And he's on the side of the good guys for a while. And he's interesting. He's very interesting to play with, you know, because you don't really know what's happening. He sounds like a man who is in support of discovering why these bad things are happening to the town. And it's a thriller in some ways. You know, it's like strange things are happening in this town, and he's trying to figure out why and what's happening. And then, of course, there's a surprise later on. But, you know, the great thing about doing these movies is working with your son and guys like Bruce Boxleitner, who go on the ride with me. We go on a ride to KC, Wyoming, to a place called the Hole in the Wall, where Butch and Sundance used to hide out. And we do this ride every year. And Jesse's done it. And, you know, it just brings back wonderful memories of other movies that we try to, at times, emulate, you know. And it's just so much fun. It's like you can do a whole interview just about what it's like to make a Western, because we're brought up on that. From 1921 to 1967, one of every three movies coming out of Hollywood was a Western. That means 33% of the production coming out of this town was a Western, were Westerns. So it's a guess. This is a guess, especially to do with Jesse, who is the new, he's the new audience to Westerns. And kids are really getting into them now. And people in his generation, they're learning what we learned. And I'm very excited about that.
Jesse, do you think for, you know, this new generation, is the Western going to be the next action movie? Because we know it's been hot in Europe. Is that going to be the next big thing in the States?
I mean, I think it's already here, especially on television. I mean, you know, you've got Yellowstone and 1883 and all these Westerns that are coming out. I think, you know, and you got Kevin Costner's Frontier. And I just think that, you know, people just love him. And I think, you know, kids are becoming more and more bigger fans of the Western genre. And I think it's great. You know, I think it's important for young kids today to see the kind of history of how, you know, America came to be in the American West and all that. You know, I mean, I'm a huge Marvel fan myself as well, but I also enjoy seeing these kind of movies and television series. So I think it's, and also playing in them, but I just think it's so important to watch, and they're becoming so good. And, you know, it's an exciting time. I think it's really great. And, you know, I think people are excited to see stories like this. You know, also, you know, a lot of these Westerns are very, like, you know, they're very non-PC in the sense of, like, they're true to the, how things were back then, where it was really tough. You know, people were dying and there was love and romance, and it was a hard time to live in. And I think people kind of are enjoying seeing the realism of that, you know, and the edginess of what that was.
And Jesse, the fan base that INSP has for Westerns is unbelievable, isn't it?
Totally. I mean, that's literally, like, it's just hardcore fans over it with INSP Network. And it's amazing. Their support is amazing. And, you know, INSP keeps putting out great entertainment for them, you know, based on even some of the things that I mentioned. So, you know, we thank them, and it's really cool to have them. And so, such a strong army of supporters.
Yeah, they really enjoy the concept of Jesse and I as family making movies together. And they're a very family-oriented network. So, you know, that's why they love Westerns, but they love Jesse and I. And, you know, I'd love to do something really exciting for them as well. The comic book we have is a Western, and it'll, you know, come out and be a series shortly. But, and Jesse's in it with me. But the bottom line is, it'll be interesting to do something with people who are so supportive of that genre. They're more supportive of that genre than anybody else I've ever met. They just, you know, and it's not just family, it's the West. It's the heritage of the American cinema, you know, and they know it as well as I do. And it's great to have, you know, people like my son, who are of a different generation, there to appreciate the growth. Because, you know, it was easy for us. We had 35 Westerns on primetime television in the 60s. 35. So you couldn't help but appreciate the Western, you know?
All right, Eric, I know you have another question before you have to hop, too. Go.
Exactly. Martin, what's it like doing the Western compared to all the newer stuff where you've got all this technology out there where, you know, the American Western is such an honest film where there's not usually a ton of CGI and stuff where you're riding horses. There's no way around that. Does that change your acting within that, knowing that this is a pretty honest movie without a bunch of effects in it?
Well, you got, if you're playing a real life character in, you know, someone from the West that existed, you have to go into the backstories and you have to go into see if you can meet the relatives of the, you know, these people, really find out about not the Hollywood side, the real side of what these guys were like, what Butch Cassidy was like, what Sundance Kid, what they were really like, you know, and you can find some information about that. And what you load yourself up with as an actor in this genre is that stuff is not really the way it was introduced to us early on. It was romanticized to us, and going into the West and on a wagon train, you would entertain snakes and Native Americans and outlaws and tornadoes and uncrossable rivers. And you just have to really imagine what that was like. And still, these people forged across the country to get to what they consider the new land. And you take all that in consideration. And if you're doing a movie, you have the luxury of doing that research. If you're doing a TV show, you don't have that much time to do it, but you still have to homogenize all the good movies, watch all the good movies, and then do your job. Because the last thing you want to be is lame, looking and bouncing on a horse. You know, you got to go out and ride. You got to go out, and if you got to draw your gun in a movie, you got to practice. You know, when I did Once Upon a Time in America, in Hollywood, I never knew if Quentin was going to ask me to draw, fast draw. I never knew. So I practiced for 2-3 weeks, wore my six gun on my hip all day long and just drew. And he didn't ask me to draw, but it was okay. You know, so that's how you got to prepare for today's Westerns, because everybody is an aficionado, because the Westerns have been so popular for 100 years.
Totally. You know what I'm starting to think about? Full circle, my good friend Chris Mahlke, who I'm shopping the movie The Road Warriors with, doing my documentary.
Oh, we love Chris.
And Chris is Chris says that I'm going to take out Martin in the ring. I know it's going to happen. Martin Cove and I in the ring in September or October. I know, Jesse, you might be in his corner for my documentary, but guys need to check out INSP April 14th for Farhaven. And I know you're ducking me, Martin. I know what it is. That's why you're afraid to be on camera with me right now. You're ducking me. And Jesse, I know you're going to just try to hide your dad to ever see if he can ever take me out, 6'10". The media giant. But I appreciate you guys, and it was a lot of fun, and thanks again, and we'll see. Right, are you ready, Martin? Are you training?
I'm actually training. As soon as I finish this interview, I'm training in the bathroom for you.
Thanks, guys, appreciate it. All right, that was the Neil Haley Show, guys. Take care.